Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know who doesn't believe in teamwork?
Who?
Smokin' Joe Patrick, who joins us right now.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
He's a one-man show. Smokin' Joe Patrick, the name on the back of the jersey, not the name on the front, joins us every single Monday and Thursday at 11:20, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Hello, Joe. How are you?
You know, I've always said teamwork's for the birds.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Unfortunately, the Braves are going to have to come up with some pretty solid teamwork in order to beat the Mets over the next 4 days, 5 games. We'll get to that in a minute, but they split the series against the Phillies. A lot of very, like, classically 2021 Braves things happened over the weekend. Was this the most Braves weekend of the season thus far?
It may have been. That was, it's just frustrating to watch this team just not be able to string wins together that they need. You know, like, it's something that we've been saying, we've been talking about it on this show going back probably about a month ago or so, saying, like, this team is no longer good enough to kind of split series. They need and win them consecutively and get themselves on a run, and they're just not able to do that. If you look at a chart, the plot chart of this team throughout the season, it's amazing. It's like a sine wave just going up and down. It's like perfect. It's unbelievable. And, you know, it's also frustrating because you see a game like yesterday with Tuki Toussaint, a pitcher who is kind of, you know, come kind of out of nowhere, coming back from this injury and is just pitching phenomenally. And it's just another one of those games where the Braves, you know, they put up one run in the ninth inning on a solo homer from Austin Riley. It's just, there's been way too many of those games for this Braves team where they score one run, no runs, you know, and those are the games that you're not going to win. Actually, you know, the Braves have actually won some of those games, probably way more than they should, games where they score one or two runs. So it's been frustrating. I think it clearly points out that they need help in this lineup. You know, they need bats if they want to contend, but this week is going to tell us a lot about, you know, whether that's going to be, you know, in their future.
Oh, Joe, JR here. Question for you, my man. When you think about what the Braves have been, as you just said, and you look into the future, if they do just knock out 4 or 5 straight against the Mets, does that change anything from how they approach the deadline?
Yeah, good to talk to you, JR. Yeah, I mean, I think that that does change everything about this trade deadline. I think that that's why, you know, this series in particular against the Mets, it feels like a playoff series to me. And it's not necessarily that, you know, whatever, you know, if you get swept and you sweep the Mets, like that's going to be determinative of your actual result at the end of the season, whether you're going to make the playoffs or not. But it does matter toward this trade deadline. You know, the fact that it's coming so close to this trade deadline, it's really going to dictate to Alex Anthopoulos, you know, what are the risks in making a deal? What are the potential rewards in making a deal? And, you know, it's going to dictate a lot about what he decides to do and the players that they decide to go after. So for that reason, to me, it really does feel like a playoff series. And, it's kind of funny because we were just talking about how the Braves are up and down, kind of just hovering right below this 500 mark so far this season. And so all that to say is I feel like it's almost guaranteed that this Braves team is going to go like 2-3.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Kind of leave themselves still in the muddy water as to like what's going to happen on the trade deadline.
Yeah, most likely, and especially if the trend since the All-Star break continues, where the Braves have Lost 5, won 4, and it's been every other day. Lost, win, lost, win, lost, win. They haven't won or lost two games in a row since the All-Star break. It feels like the same thing that happens in this series. You win 3 out of 5, you're 4 games out in the division, and you're kind of in the same place that you've been in for the entire year like you're talking about. I do wonder, I find it interesting to hear you say that Anthopoulos may be more inclined, and I understand the logic behind it, that he would be more inclined to try to pull something off before the deadline if the Braves went on a little run in this series. I just, from a time standpoint, like, the series ends Thursday, right? The trade deadline is Friday at 4 o'clock. I suppose it's as easy as, okay, I wake up Friday morning, I'm going to try to pull this off. But wouldn't you have to think some of this stuff would need to be brewing as the week goes on before he even knows how the series plays out?
Absolutely. And I would be surprised if Alex Anthopoulos hasn't been, you know, doing due diligence and trying to line up potential deals now for the past couple weeks, you know, because I think that he is in a position where you have to be ready to act based on the information that you get in a very quick amount of time, as you were saying. So I think that he's probably, you know, I'm sure he's been talking to other GMs. You know, obviously they're scouting players that they're interested in and players that might have control, outfielders particularly, that they, you know, I think that that's the kind of trade you're more likely looking at for the Braves, is a trade that, yes, it could help you this year, but it will definitely help you next year when you get a lot of these pieces back and you can kind of, you have the team you kind of expect, as opposed to right now where you've just been missing so many guys this season. I brought something up, you know, on Dukes and Bell too, and I heard that last week, and I heard this from somebody else that was interesting. But also, what about this option? What about if they end up signing Charlie Morton to an extension for a year? You know, like, that's one where, you know, he's obviously been a piece that's been floating around as somebody who would have a lot of trade value, you know, going away and bringing some value in. But if you're the Braves and you are still trying to compete this year because you want fans to be coming to the stadium every day, and you also want to make sure you're competitive going into next year, you know, Charlie Morton has not dropped off one single bit. In fact, Dansby Swanson said he's like Benjamin Button. He's just like getting better as he gets older. And, you know, I think that could be a move that the Braves make to kind of signal to the fan base that, you know, they're not necessarily sellers, even though they might not make a splashy trade. That's just an option. But, you know, there are so many permutations of trades and deals that this Braves team could do that will signal to the fans that this team wants to be competitive going into next season, but also be competitive this year.
Well, you talk about Charlie Morton, Joe. What other options would they have? Who else has value if you might want to plug a hole in the bullpen? Is there anybody else you identify after Charlie Morton who might have some value to get something decent back in return?
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing is, if you trade Charlie Morton, you're probably not trying to add a bullpen piece, because I would see adding a bullpen piece as a piece that helps you win this season. And I think if you do trade away Charlie Morton, then you are kind of saying we're punting more or less on the rest of the season and trying to build ourselves into the best team we can be next year and beyond. And it's a really interesting situation for the Braves right now, because they are kind of in this are we buyers or are we sellers mode, even though they really are in a championship window when you talk about these players that they have under contract, whether it's Ronald Acuña Jr., Freddie Freeman. I am going to consider part of that crew, even though he is, you know, obviously on the line, you know, could happen. That could keep some people coming back to the ballpark if they are kind of thinking of themselves as out of it right now. But I wouldn't necessarily see them bringing in bullpen pieces unless they do what I think none of us are really expecting, but all hoping for, which is for them to go 4-1 or 5-0 or whatever it is before this trade deadline. Then I think you could add bullpen pieces. I actually wouldn't be surprised if they are kind of selling off players, if they would offer out a guy like Will Smith, a reliever who's on a big contract, who's maybe, I don't know if you would say he's underperformed, but he certainly hasn't overperformed. You know, he's had his shaky bouts, especially going back to last season, giving up the home run ball a lot. I could see them, you know, parting with some of these bullpen pieces that they don't particularly feel strong about. But again, that's where this all gets very interesting. And no, I'm just so looking forward to hearing from Alex Anthopoulos after this trade deadline to hear what his thought process is throughout all of this.
Yeah, Will Smith is interesting because underperform might not be the right word, but underwhelmed might be. Like, even when he gets it done, it's a little bit like, geez, whew, okay. So if they sign, because we've had some fun with this over the last couple of years, how sometimes at the trade deadline, if a guy is getting healthy and he's on the roster already, they'll try to sell us on, well, it's just as good as a trade. Like, you add this guy back, he hadn't been on the team, is the Charlie Morton extension like the next level of it's just as good of a trade? You don't actually make a trade, but you do something to try to sell some optimism, even if it's not that exciting of a move.
It's not that exciting. You know, like, that's the thing, is that re-signing a guy who's currently on the roster for an extension is just not, it's not the sexy move. But what other, like, what other pitcher would they be able to acquire that would give them potentially, you know, what Charlie Morton has offered this year going into next year? I mean, I think that a lot of people would take that, but you're right. Like, it's just not something that's going to grab headlines and things like that. But, you know, that's one of those ones where, you know, he is very good right now, probably better than a lot of people thought he was going to be. He still spins the ball among the highest, if not the highest, in all of Major League Baseball, which is, I just still can't get over. It's just nuts how he's doing this at age 37 or however old he is. But yeah, I mean, I think that that's just a deal that would kind of keep this team competitive and give Braves fans some hope going into next year. You know, because especially we know that this Braves organization likes to have a pitcher like that on the staff, who's kind of one of the more experienced veterans, and he's been one of the ones who's actually paid off, where they've kind of, you know, swung and missed at some of those guys, whether it's Cole Hamels or some of those other types in prior years. So I would be all for it, but you're right that it wouldn't be the splashiest thing to do, especially during this kind of trade deadline period where you have so many teams kind of making these big moves and making a statement to their fan bases. It's probably not that, but I still think it would be an effective option for them.
Well, Joe, realistically, is there a trade at all that moves this team just closer to World Series contention realistically for this year?
I think the one that would have to happen is, again, we talked about it earlier in this interview, but just bringing in a bat. You have to fill the hole that has been left by your two biggest bats coming into the season, and Marcell Ozuna, Ronald Acuña Jr. Obviously, both those guys are out of the picture for this season. So you still have to you signed Jock Peterson. That's nice. He's been pretty good. He's done an admirable job since he's come in, but I really think a big bat, and especially it's got to be a bat that they still have team control over when it comes to, you know, keeping him for next season and potentially beyond. Joey Gallo could be one of those guys, commodities, and that means the Braves would have to be willing to give up some prospects. You know, you have to give up some value as well if you want to get some of those guys. So it's just that's why it's a tough decision for Alex Anthopoulos, because you just have to weigh that risk.
We have 10 seconds, Joe. Before we talk again on Thursday, they play four times against the Mets. What are they going to do in those four games?
I think they split it.
I do, too.
I think they go 2-2.
I do, too. All right. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Smoke and Joe Patrick there. Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200. Hey!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.